Welcome to Damn Good Movie Memories with your host, Brian Davis. This podcast is the cure for your long commute and super boring workday. Hey there, it's Brian Davis, and for this week's episode, we're going to cover the movie Cinderella from 1950. The studio was RKO Radio Pictures, but that was under Disney Studios. The release date was March 4th, 1950. The running time, 74 minutes. And then the box office, it was the top grossing film of 1950. It made $52 million. That would be the equivalent of $651 million today. It was a smash. That's not counting all the re-releases. Leonard Maltin from his classic movie guide gives it 3.5 out of 4 stars. He writes, one of Walt Disney's best animated fairy tales, which spins the traditional story with some delightful comic embellishments, including a couple of mice named Gus and Jack, who befriend the put-upon heroine. Now, I'm pretty sure my mom took my sister and I to see Cinderella in the theater in 1987 during its re-release, and everyone in my family was happy when Disney finally released the movie on VHS in 1988. But the frustrating thing about the classic animated Disney movies, even today, is how they always do limited edition releases, at least for the DVDs. You would think by now that they would realize that the masses want to buy their product, and by making it quote-unquote limited, doesn't necessarily increase the demand. All it does is increase the prices on eBay and other shopping outlets when they end their limited release. Oh well, but now there's Disney Plus, and they want to raise the rates on that, so never mind, I'll just buy my DVDs. Okay, let's get into the making of the film. So Disney's origins to the making of Cinderella goes back to the 1930s. However, it wasn't until 1948 that the project was officially greenlit. But at this time, mostly due to World War II, it had been a major dry spell for the animated Disney features, with the last great film coming in 1942 with Bambi. As was often the case with Disney in the early years, every new film was a huge risk for the studio. Just like when Pinocchio and Fantasia didn't do well when it was first released, it took the success of Dumbo to bring the studio back into financial wellness. Some historians believe if Cinderella was a bust, it could have been the end of Disney animation as a studio, as World War II put the studio $4 million in debt. The studio stayed in business by producing training films for the war effort. Walt Disney decided an underdog story like Cinderella was the tale to risk everything with. And if you know the backstory of Walt Disney, he came from nothing, and through never losing faith in his own dreams, created one of the most iconic business brands and empires in history. If you're a fan of the original animated Disney films, there was a group of legendary artists dubbed the Nine Old Men. These nine artists all worked on Cinderella. They were Les Clark, Mark Davis, Ollie Johnson, Milt Kahl, Ward Kimball, Eric Larson, John Lounsbery, Wolfgang Reitherman, and Frank Thomas. It has been said that these artists were the reason Disney Studios persisted after World War II into the mid-1960s. Eric Larson and Mark Davis were tasked with animating Cinderella. However, the two didn't necessarily see eye to eye on the direction of the character. Davis gave her a sophisticated quality, whereas Larson went for a simpler character. However, that yin and yang gave a depth to the Cinderella character that may not have come about if the two men had not collaborated on her. Les Clark also worked on the Cinderella character. Milt Kahl usually handled the princes, which frankly was always a thankless task, as most of the stories Disney focused on were female leads. Kahl also handled the fairy godmother, and the duke and the king. Frank Thomas worked on the wicked stepmother, that's Lady Tremaine, and later said he was amazed that Walt assigned him the villain, as he normally handled the charming and cute characters in past films. But this was the genius of Walt. He constantly saw things that nobody else did, and often his instincts were spot on. Walt told Thomas to portray her as Joan Crawford gone mad. Ollie Johnson worked on the wicked stepsisters Drizella and Anastasia, which was interesting since he was best friends with Frank Thomas and the two often collaborated. Wolfgang Reitherman was great at suspenseful scenes, and he handled the brilliant stairs scene where Gus, and Jack tried desperately to get the key up into the room where Cinderella is locked in so that she can try on that lost slipper. Ward Kimball handled the evil cat Lucifer and the mice, which again was perfect casting as his expertise was being outside the box of realism. And of course, both Lucifer and the mice were exactly that. John Lounsbery also worked on Jack and Gus. Now Lucifer, or Rucifer if you listen to the movie, was modeled after animator Ward Kimball's cat, which was a plump, six-toed calico named Feetsie. To prepare for Cinderella, Kimble studied dozens of cats, but had trouble coming up with an effective design for the villainous feline. One day, Walt Disney visited the animator's home to talk shop, and Feetsy persisted in brushing against Walt's legs throughout the conversation. Walt, who was not fond of cats, finally declared, "For gosh sakes, Kimble, there's your Lucifer right there." Now, due to the financial restrictions that were imposed on the production of Cinderella compared to the previous films, the film was shot in live action to allow the animators a guide to draw. And if you watch the film, you see two distinct styles that blend seamlessly as the people in the film are drawn a bit differently than the animals, but it all works so well. Eileen Woods was the voice of Cinderella, and songwriters Mac David and Jerry Livingston were friends with Woods and asked her to record demos of the upcoming songs to be featured in the film. Walt enjoyed her demos and asked her to do the voice work for the character in the film. Woods has almost a fairy tale-like voice. Again, Walt had an eye and an ear for talent. Now, the inspiration for the fairy godmother was based on Disney art director and layout artist Ken O'Connor's wife, Mary Alice, and how she might have looked as an older woman. O'Connor worked for Disney for over 30 years. For the voice, Verna Felton was the actress selected. If you are familiar with the Jack Benny radio program, she hilariously played Dennis Day's mother and constantly berated Jack Benny. Felton also voiced Wilma's mother in the original Flintstones cartoon. Eleanor Audley voiced the evil stepmother, that's Lady Tremaine. And even the animation from Frank Thomas was sort of made with her in mind. Audley would also go on to voice Maleficent in Sleeping Beauty 9 years later. Now, the Cinderella soundtrack album was also a huge hit, along with specific songs like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Walt also used the new use of overdubbing, which was made popular by guitarist Les Paul in the 1930s and 40s. And when you heard multiple voices in Sing Sweet Nightingale, that was a very early use of overdubbing, which is now so prevalent in modern music. All right, let's get into the film. So look, everyone knows the tale of Cinderella, so there's no need to go into the plot. However, a few plot points are, of course, timeless. There are three of them. One, the wicked stepmother, or the wicked queen nod, and a fairy godmother. Two, the ball, you know, a dance, and the fitting of a lost slipper. And then three, never lose faith in your dreams. As with almost all early Disney animated films, the cuteness factor, well, it's off the charts. And especially with the animals in this film. And the consistent brilliance of early Disney animation was giving animals human-like mannerisms that really could thaw the heart of the angriest curmudgeon. Of course, the best characters in the film are two mice, Jack and Gus Gus, and their battles with Lucifer the cat.
Wait a minute. One at a time, please. Now, Jack, what's all the fuss about?
New mouse in the house. Brand new. Never saw before. Tis a boy. Tis a boy.
Oh, a visitor. Well, she'll need a dress and a...
No. I see him. He.
Oh, that does make a difference. He'll need a jacket and shoes and hat.
In a trap.
Where? In the trap. Why didn't you say so? Calm down, everybody. Oh, the poor little thing's scared to death. Jack, maybe you better explain things to him.
Zook, zook, Cinderella, zook, zook. Now. Look, a little guy. Rake a reezy. Nothing to worry about. We like you. Cinderella like you, too. She's nice, very nice. That's a better. Come on now. Zook, zook, zook.
Well, that's better. Well, let's just slip it on for size. It is a little snug, but it'll have to do. Now for a name. I've got one. Octavius. But for short, we'll call you Gus.
Racket, Gus, Gus. Racket.
Gus, Gus.
Now I've got to hurry. See that he keeps out of trouble, Jack. And don't forget to warn him about the cat.
Zook, zook. Look, you ever see a cat, Jack?
Cat.
Lucifer, that's a him. Meanie, sneaky, jump at you. Fight at you. Ha, me, biggest house. Zook, zook, Lucifer. Lucifer, look, look. Uh-oh, Lucifer, how are we going to get out? Yeah, see? Listen, Ebby Tibby, got an idea. Now somebody gotta sneak out. Let Lucifer chase him. Run over to a corner and keep Lucifer there. Then we all run out. Look, 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 out! Now we choose a way to do it. Ebby Tibby, hop, hop, rail a rump, hop. Now, hop, 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 hop.
I was wondering. All right.
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day at Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping, and the sweeping, and the dusting. They always keep her hopping. She'd go around in circles till she very, very dizzy. Still they holler, keep her busy, Cinderella. Yeah, keep her busy. You know what? Cinderella not go to the ball.
What?
Not go?
What did you say?
You'll see. They fix her. Work, work, work. She'll never get her dress done.
Poor Cinderella.
Hey, we can do it. We can do it, we can do it. We can help our Cinderella. We can make her dress so pretty. There's nothing to it, really.
We'll try a sash around it. Put a ribbon through it. When dancing at the ball, she'll be more beautiful than all. In the lovely dress we'll make for Cinderella. Hurry, 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 hurry. Gonna help our Cinderella. Got no time to dilly-dally. We got to get her going.
Well, I'll cut it with the scissors.
And I can do the sewing.
Leave the sewing to the women. You go get some trimming.
And we'll make a lovely dress for Cinderella.
Make a lovely dress for Cinderella.
Follow me, Gus Gus. I know where to go. Find a beanie beanie. Fix the dress. Cinderella beats it.
Surprise, surprise. Beanie surprise for Cinderella.
Thank you.
and having Jack pronouncing Cinderella as Cinderelli is great. And also having a cat named Lucifer, I think it's pretty badass, and of course fitting if you've seen the film. As with all early animated Disney films, the use of score is vital. Because often, the score will emphasize scenes or character movements without the use of dialogue. And when I was a kid, easily the best part of the film was with the mice. I couldn't have cared less about the traditional fairy tale, and frankly, I still feel the same way about the film, but I appreciated the original fairy tale for its legacy. But the reason this Disney version stands the test of time is due to the animals in the film, and having this version be unique to any other film adaptation of the original tale. Now, there were a few deleted scenes and songs. One is the Cinderella work song. This is right after the evil stepmother says that she can go to the ball if she finishes her work. Cinderella dreams of a number of helpers assisting her in getting all of her chores done. Another was called Dancing on a Cloud. This is a fantasy of Cinderella dancing with her Prince Charming in the sky. Eventually, this type of idea was used in Sleeping Beauty. There was also unused songs including Sing a Little Dream a Little, I'm in the Middle of a Muddle, The Mouse Song, The Dress My Mother Wore, I Lost My Heart at the Ball, and The Face That I See in the Night. Alright, here's a fun fact. Cinderella was nominated for 3 Oscars. Best Scoring of a Musical Picture, but it lost to Annie Get Your Gun. Best Original Song for Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. That lost to Mona Lisa from Captain Carey USA. And Best Sound Recording, which lost to All About Eve. Alright, I have some cool adaptations. So one is Old Time Radio from February 27, 1938. It's the Mickey Mouse Theater of the Air, which includes, of course, Mickey, Minnie, Donald Duck, and Goofy. So that's kind of fun, so I'll play that. Also, if you grew up in the 70s and the 80s and grew up with Peter Pan Records and Power Records, which were like the superhero where you read the book and record sets, well, they had one for Cinderella, of course. But this one kind of cuts out the fun animals and sticks to the basic fairy tale. So I'm going to play those two for you, and then I'll be back next week with yet another random movie from my DVD collection.
The Pepsodent Company presents Mickey Mouse.
Hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show. And today, Mickey is taking the gang through the magic mirror to the days of Cinderella. Yes, sir, to that famous day when Cinderella lost her glass slipper and won the prince. The gang is going to the prince's masquerade ball to watch it happen, and that's why they're all masked and costumed. Minnie is dressed as a bewitching Julia.
Oh, thank you, John.
And as for Mickey...
Oh, John, don't tell him.
Mickey is decked out as a Romeo. Boy, is he the breath of romance in his lace and ruffles. A big pink ostrich plume sweeping from his velvet bonnet, his manly calves encased in purple tights.
Oh, I can't help it. Minnie made me wear them.
It's my idea, John. Isn't he cute?
Cute? He's ravishing. But those purple tights, Mickey, don't they seem a bit baggy at the knees and slightly droopy?
Yeah, I'll say they're droopy. They're an old pair of goofies.
Oh, look, Mickey. You're losing them again.
Okay, okay. What do I have to wear these things for anyway?
Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
It's Madame Clara Cluck in a gay 90s costume.
Oh, Clara, you look simply stunning. Look at Mickey, Clara. Isn't he gorgeous?
And now, while Mickey heists up his purple tights and we await the arrival of those two financial wizards, Donald Duck and Goofy, we will hear Felix Mills' arrangement of that immortal round delay, Three Blind Mice.
Thank you.
other night, I went to a swell boxing bout here in Hollywood. The fight was a fast and furious affair, and I was surrounded by thousands of shouting, yelling fans, excited fans whose mouths were open a great part of the time. You know, I really couldn't help noticing what a surprising number of those fight fans had dull, dingy teeth. Teeth whose natural luster and sparkle were hidden by unsightly, masking surface stains. What a shame, I thought, that in this day and age, anyone would tolerate surface-stained teeth, because teeth like that are a real boomerang in social and business contacts. You realize, of course, that you don't have to worry along with such unsightly stains hiding the true sparkle of your smile. No, indeed. Either Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing irium can show you a safe, gentle, effective way to teeth that shine and sparkle as they naturally should.
Hiya, Mickey. Donald, get a load of Mickey.
Don't you laugh at Mickey. He's beautiful.
You two birds should laugh. You haven't even bothered to put on costumes for the prince's ball. How come?
Well, why gild the lily?
By the way, where's the goose that almost laid the golden egg? Remember, boys, according to the contract, it's pay that goose $2 a day or go to jail. Have you got the $2?
No, but when we get through the mirror, we got ideas.
Well, where's the goose?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, we promised her the port of Scarlet O'Hara and Gone with the Wind.
Yes, you bunco artist. But where is she now?
Well, she's over at the studio taking the screen test.
Do you think she's got a chance, Goofy?
Well, she's got the looks all right, but her accent ain't so good.
By the way, Donald, how about your webfoot sextet?
Yeah, me and Donald took the $3 you give us and bought some new junk. It's better than ever.
Well, gather them together, because if you're going to see Cinderella and the Prince, you better get started. All set, Mickey?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay, call the mirror.
Wave in a magic mirror. I command you to appear.
I hear. I come. Master, what is thy command? Your wish is granted. You shall be obeyed. But hurry now. We must not be delayed.
Better get going there, Mickey. He means business.
Yeah, come on, gang. Let's go.
Hold your hat, Minnie. Here we go.
Goodbye, everybody. And Donald.
What?
Give my love to Cinderella.
Hurry up, everybody. What's happened? Where are we?
Gosh. It's so dark, I can't see my face in front of my hand.
We're not at the Prince's Ball or anywhere.
Oh, just back of an old house. Ain't no palace, neither.
Hey, listen. Maybe this is Cinderella's house.
Oh, Mickey. I wonder if it is.
Well, let's peek in the window and find out.
Okay, I'll open it. We go quiet like. There.
Move over, Donald. We all want to peek in.
Hey, there she is over there by the chimney. Hey, is that Cinderella?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, she's all in rags and just sobbing her heart out.
Oh,
what's that singing sound?
Oh, that's the tea kettle on the fire. It's boiling.
Uh-huh. And she's saying something to it.
Yeah.
Don't be frightened, child. I'm your fairy godmother. I've come to help you.
No one can help Cinderella. No one.
No one but me. I know the prince is giving a ball this evening. And all day you've wept in the chimney corner and prayed you might go.
Oh, yes, but that could only happen in my dream.
We shall see, child. We shall see. Take that pumpkin there on the hearth. Place it outside the door.
But I don't understand.
Not for you to understand, Cinderella. Now, a wave of my magic wand.
Oh, what a beautiful golden coach. Six black horses and a coachman.
And now, Cinderella, you may go to the ball.
Oh, but my clothes, Godmother. Just rags and tatters.
Another touch of the magic wand. And there, my little maid. You're more beautiful by far than your wicked sister.
Twinkle on my feet. My gowns of satin shimmer. My jacket is of golden cloth with diamonds all aglimmer.
Now, to the palace, my little Cinderella, to dance with the prince. But remember this. If you stay one instant after the 12th stroke of the midnight hour, your carriage will again become a pumpkin, your horse's mice, and you the little cinder girl you've always been.
I shan't forget.
Then, farewell, Cinderella.
Goodbye, Godmother. Wonderful.
Yeah, sure was.
Master, our time is growing short. We must make haste to reach the royal court.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get to the ball before Cinderella does. Come on, everybody.
Come on up, here, girls.
Will you ask me for the first dance, Missy?
Oh,
announcing Mickey Mouse and Minnie, Crown Prince and Princess of the Realm of Disney. Oh. Sir Donald, the Magnificent, Grand Duke of Hollywood, Marquis of the Palace Theater, and Knight of the Trocadero. Count Goofy, Madame Clara Cluck, and the Wedfoot Sextet, and all their retainers.
Oh, a secret, huh?
Yeah, and we mustn't tell anybody.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Here comes the prince. Oh, Mickey, do I look all right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Strangers from a far land, I bid you welcome.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
So, my fine duck, you know a secret, do you?
Yeah, we'll sell it to you for $2.
Hey, Goofy!
Well, it really isn't very important, Your Majesty. We were just going to tell you about a beautiful princess.
A beautiful princess?
Yeah, wearing glass slippers.
Goofy, cut it out. I told you why.
The Princess Cinderella.
Oh, Mickey! Here she comes.
She is lovely. Look, my friend. She glides toward us like a shaft of moonlight, and her slippers are of glass. Did you say that a lady with glass slippers?
Yeah, that's right.
Goofy.
Welcome, Princess Cinderella.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Rise, Princess. Well, you seem frightened. Your little hand is trembling.
It is true. I am afraid.
Ah, it is I who should kneel and tremble, for I am but a prince. But you, surely you are queen of beauty.
Sweet flattery. But if you knew my true identity... How small and miserable the realm which I rule.
Hush. I told you who you are, the queen of beauty. As for a kingdom, rule my heart. But now, I beg the honor of this dance.
I would be delighted, Your Highness.
Oh, how about it, Minnie? You want to dance?
Of course I do. That is, I'd be delighted, Your Highness.
Oh, well, hey, Donald, why don't you find a partner and have a dance? Come on, Minnie. One, two, three.
Gee, why are you holding me so funny? What would happen if you put your other arm around me?
Oh,
huh?
My tights would fall off. Come on. One, two, three.
What a dance. With a duck? Certainly not.
What's the matter, Donald? Why ain't you dancing? Well, as long as you ain't dancing, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Well, there's an awful pretty girl sitting over there, right over there. You get your band together and put some pep into this shindig. Boy, I'll burn up the boards with her. Gosh, sure hope she'll dance with me. I ain't been so nervous since the day I was vaccinated. About me and you tripping the light sarcastic, huh?
Do you mean it? Are you asking me to dance?
Yeah.
I'm charmed. I'm delighted. Really, I am.
Gosh, are you honest?
Oh, yes, I haven't danced all evening. The boys seem to be avoiding me.
Gosh, that's funny.
Yes, I don't know what the matter is. I simply can't understand. Really, I can't.
Gesundheit.
Oh, I've been simply dying for a dance for years. Oh, simply dying. Really, I have.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see why. Well, listen, sister, how's about me getting you a glass of water?
Oh, no. You're not going to get away from me now, you sly rascal. You men, you're all the same.
Well, sister, how about you and me playing a kissing game instead of dancing? Come on, sister, opportunity knocks but once.
A kissing game? Did you say a kissing game?
Yeah.
Would I like to play a kiss?
Yeah. I'll dart in and kiss you between hicks. So all you got to do is just close your eyes and start counting, and I'll tell you when to stop. Now, boy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
By special request of His Royal Highness, the Pizzicato Polka. Introducing Sir Donald, Grand Duke of Hollywood, and his web-foot success.
Find the Princess Cinderella alone upon the balcony?
Strangely, Highness, I find the music of the night, the birds, splashing song, and more sympathetic to my mood than the music of the ducks.
And with you here, Princess, even the ducks' music seems ethereal.
Who are these strange little people?
More strange than you imagine. One told me that you would come tonight, and another said you would wear crystal slippers.
The one called Goofy keeps asking me if I've lost my slipper. He assured me that I will.
It is strange. All too strange. As if our story was already written and they had read it.
Do you believe these strange things that they say?
I must.
You must?
Because they say that someday I'll marry you.
Oh.
Princess, who are you? Your eyes say that we've met before.
Ah, yes. We have met many times.
When? Where?
In my dreams, my prince.
Where I keep my hope and all my plans.
our dream castle. Or can't we live there forever, just we two?
Forever and always, my prince.
Hi, Prince, how are you?
Where you been?
Hello, Cinderella. You lost your slipper yet?
Oh, of course not. Why should I?
You find out.
Hey, Dibs on the next dance, Cinderella.
Go.
Well, I saw her first.
Too late, gentlemen. The next dance is mine. Come, Princess. Hurry, my little friends. You must join us in the grand walk.
Okay, Prince. Come on, everybody.
Cinderella.
Yes, Your Highness.
I've been wondering. Wondering what strange magic brought us together this evening. Wondering why you came dancing into my heart.
Explaining love is something that I will never endeavor. It's hard to tell when love's magic will vanish forever.
When you danced into my life tonight, I knew you'd live forever in the kingdom of my heart.
Of a man to pursue. I don't want a sailor, a gable or tailor. I just want a romance. Oh, really, I do.
Hey, Colonel, shut up. Remember where you are.
I'm not a prince, I'm sure charming, and since you may doubt it, I'll tell you my system. You steps of them taste with a peppermint taste, cause it peps up the gals when you kiss them.
Dance again, Cinderella.
I'd love to dance the rest of my life with you here beside me. I'd love to.
Oh, midnight! My gown, my magic coat!
Cinderella, come back! Come back!
Princess!
Oh, don't worry, Prince.
Don't worry, but what if she's gone forever?
Oh, but she isn't. The story has a happy ending.
Yeah, just relax.
Why did she go? Where will I find her?
All you have to do is find her glass slipper.
Sure. You do that, you're a cinch.
Her glass slipper?
Yeah.
Guard! Search for a glass slipper. A fortune to the man who finds it.
A dire.
Hey, Prince. Mickey, looky.
Her slipper, whoopee.
Yeah, her crystal slipper.
No, all you have to do is find the foot that fits the slipper, and there'll be Cinderella.
Are you sure?
Oh, absolutely.
Then bless you, my friend. Perhaps the story will have a happy ending.
Yeah, you betcha. Me and Donald was responsible.
But Goofy, where did you find it?
Find it? We darn near had to break her leg to get it off.
After... Tis time to say farewell, or here forever you must dwell.
Oh, gee. Well, goodbye, Prince. We gotta go. Thanks for a swell time.
Goodbye, my friends, and thank you.
Goodbye, Prince. Maybe we can come back for your wedding.
Yeah.
Hello, gang. Well. Welcome home.
Hi, John.
Well, Goofy, I saw that you two financial wizards got Cinderella's glass slipper all right.
I'll say we did.
Yeah, but did you remember to collect the reward?
Reward?
Sure, don't you remember? The prince offered a fortune to whoever found the glass slipper.
Gosh, no, that's right.
Clean, sparkling, healthy teeth. What a splendid reward for a few moments' daily care. Yes, and your teeth will more than repay you for the care you give them in the added brilliance of your smile and in helping prevent decay and its sometimes serious consequences. Now, obviously, all of us want shining, healthy teeth, and that's why we so strongly urge you to see your dentist at least twice a year and to brush your teeth with Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing irium twice each day. I particularly emphasize Pepsodent because Pepsodent alone, of all dentifrices, contains irium. What does that mean to you? It means this. Marvelous irium helps Pepsodent gently brush away those stubborn, clinging surface stains on teeth that make them dingy and dull, that hide their true natural brilliance. With these masking surface stains gone, your teeth then glisten and gleam with all their glorious natural radiance. And this new beauty your smile reveals comes about safely, since Pepsodent with irium contains no bleach, no grit, no pumice. Try it. Gang, it's time to say goodbye until next week.
Goodbye,
Johnny. Well, Goosey, Donald, I suppose you know that if you can't pay the goose her $2, you're going to spend the next few weeks behind the bars. Is there anything you'd like to say before they take you to jail? Well, that's not all. Here's a telegram that just came for you. It's from the goose, and here's what she says. Quote, I still haven't got the part of Scarlett O'Hara, but I know they like me at the studio. I heard one of the directors say he'd like to have me as the main attraction at a banquet they're having next Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'd like to run across that goose at a banquet, too. There's plenty of potatoes and gravy.
Restrain yourself, Goofy. Here's the rest of the telegram. As you know, the only thing that's holding me up for the part is the fact that I don't have a southern accent. But don't worry, I'm taking lessons from a freshwater seagull from Miami. So long, honey child, and in the meantime, don't forget the $2, unquote. Signed, Goosey Goosey.
Hey, Donald, we can't waste any time. Let's get out and scare up that $2.
Yes, sir.
You better make it $2.50, boys. This telegram came collect. Again next Sunday at the same time when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. Heard on the program were Someday My Prince Will Come and Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Castle of Dreams from the production Irene. The castle and the orchestra was under the direction of Felix Mills. John Heaston speaking. This is
the National Broadcasting Company.
That's right, Donald. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
This is the story of Cinderella. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. Once upon a time, in a tiny kingdom, there was a gentle and lovely girl named Cinderella. She lived with her cruel stepmother and two ugly stepsisters. They were jealous of Cinderella's goodness and beauty and made her work night and day. The mice and the birds were Cinderella's only friends. Cinderella did all the cooking, scrubbing, washing, and mending, while her selfish stepsisters did nothing. But Cinderella never complained. She believed that someday her dreams of happiness would come true.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heart. In your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling. No matter how your heart is grieving,
if you keep on believing the dream that you wish will come true.
One day, an invitation arrived from the king. That night, a royal ball was to be held in honor of the prince. Every young maiden in the kingdom was commanded to attend. Cinderella was very excited.
That means I can go too.
Her stepsisters just laughed.
But the announcement said every maiden was to attend.
Very well, Cinderella, you can go. After you finish all your chores. Now, wash this slip for me. Mend these buttonholes. Where's my sash? Press this dress. Curl my hair. Oh, and find my fan.
They kept Cinderella busy all day long. Then it was time to leave.
Why, Cinderella, it's time to go. You're not even dressed for the ball.
I didn't have time to dress.
But the wicked stepsisters just laughed and left for the ball. Cinderella tried not to feel badly.
Oh, well, what's a royal ball? I suppose it would be frightfully dull and completely wonderful.
She burst into tears and ran away into the garden.
I thought someday my dreams would come true,
sobbed Cinderella.
Now I'll never get to the royal ball.
Yes, you will, child, but we must hurry.
Cinderella looked up, and there stood her fairy godmother.
Let's see now, said the fairy godmother. I'll need a pumpkin and some mice.
Then she waved her magic wand and sang these magic words.
Bibbity, bobbity, boo.
Salagadoola, mentigaboola, bibbity, bobbity, boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbity, bobbity, boo. Salagadoola, mentigaboola, bibbity, bobbity, boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbity, bobbity, boo. Now salagadoola mean a mentigaboola roo. But the thing about that does the job is bibbity, bobbity, boo.
To Cinderella's amazement, the pumpkin became a splendid coach, and the mice turned into elegant horses.
Oh, this is wonderful,
cried Cinderella. But then she looked down at her rags.
I'll need
a coachman, of course,
interrupted the fairy godmother. And she changed a horse into the coachman.
Now, hop in, my dear. You mustn't be late.
But don't you think my dress...
Lovely, my dear,
began the fairy godmother. Then she looked again.
Oh, good heavens, child. You can't go in that. Bibbity, bobbity, bibbity, bobbity, boo.
And there stood Cinderella in the loveliest gown she had ever seen. On her tiny feet were delicate glass slippers. Cinderella was delighted.
Oh, fairy godmother, it's like a dream come true.
Yes, child, but like all dreams, it can't last forever. On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
I'll remember,
promised Cinderella.
Oh, it's more than I ever hoped for. Thank you, fairy godmother.
Bless you, my child. Now hurry up. It's getting late.
Cinderella stepped into the pumpkin coach and was whisked away to the royal ball. The king's ballroom was magnificent. Every lady in the land was dressed in her finest gown. But Cinderella was the loveliest of them all. When the prince saw the charming Cinderella, he fell in love instantly. The duke said to the king,
You see, your majesty, the prince has danced with that girl all evening. It looks like he's found the girl he wants to marry.
All at once, the tower clock began to strike midnight. Cinderella cried,
"Oh, I almost forgot."
And without another word, away she ran, out of the ballroom and down the palace stairs. On the way, she lost one of the glass slippers, but she couldn't stop to get it. Cinderella stepped into the magic coach and quickly drove away. As the clock struck for the 12th time, the magic ended. Cinderella was left with a pumpkin, some mice, and the memory of her wonderful evening. The next morning, the whole kingdom was wondering who the mysterious girl was. The only clue was the lost slipper. The Grand Duke carried the glass shoe from house to house, looking for its owner, for the prince had said he would marry no one but the girl who could wear the tiny slipper. Every girl in the land tried hard to put the slipper on. The ugly stepsisters tried hardest of all, but it was no use. Not a single girl could fit her foot into the glass shoe. And where was Cinderella? Locked in her room. The mean old stepmother was taking no chances that poor Cinderella would try on the slipper. But Cinderella's mice friends found the key and rushed it up to the locked room. The Duke was just about to leave.
"Well, madam, if you have no other daughters, I'll bid you good day."
Just then, he heard a voice calling to him.
"Please wait. May I try the slipper?"
It was Cinderella.
"Of course,"
said the Duke.
"Every girl must have a chance. Please, sit down."
He slid the glass shoe onto Cinderella's foot, and it fit perfectly. Cinderella's dream had come true. No longer would she slave for her cruel stepmother and her foolish stepsisters. She would marry the prince and live happily ever after. And what became of the little mice who had been Cinderella's only friends? They went to the palace too, and they all lived happily ever after.
If you enjoy this podcast and are an iTunes user, please do the show a favor and head on over to the official iTunes page for Damn Good Movie Memories. Be sure to leave a rating and a review. This will allow the show to appear higher in the algorithm and spread the joy of this podcast to the masses. If you are not an iTunes user, you can still listen and subscribe on Podbean at damngoodmoviememories.podbean.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook under our Damn Good Movie Memories page. You can also listen to a limited number of episodes on YouTube. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode of Damn Good Movie Memories.